So we've just come out of the Ronnie Scott's Club for my Radio 1 show, and we being Naila and me, and it was the Robert Glasper Trio performing there, and I managed to kidnap a little recording he gave me from a recent tour in Japan with his experiment band, hence the saxophone. But of course, Chris Dave, ever present. And I mean, I've seen Robert many times. I, in fact, did a session with him at Maida Vale just on Sunday, the day after the Worldwide Awards, and Naila was there as well. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, my goodness. I just took my breath away. Yeah, yeah.
You did a song together, which we're going to play out on Radio 1, which was completely impro.
Completely?
It sounded great. It did sound fantastic. And even without Chris Dave, I mean, Chris Dave is a superstar in his own right,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. He doesn't even sound human.
As a musician, singer yourself, married to a drummer, obviously you have got a good ear for drums.
Yeah, yeah.
Where does he sort of fit in the sort of grand scheme of things, the world of drummers, when you think of Chris Dave?
He's a star. I just think of him as a star with his own style in his own right, and the way that he's managed to you know, combine traditional with hip-hop and grooves. I mean, really, sometimes he just sounds like a machine to me. Like, how is he doing that? You know? I enjoy watching him play as well as listening to him.
I think I enjoy watching him more than I enjoy watching Glasper, because he's, he's like this, he is this manic ADD drummer.
He really is.
And both of them are super hyper, so
yeah.
There were moments of pure genius when they get together, which is why the trio is just growing to become such a force in jazz. And talking of forces in jazz, it was the force of the internet that brought me to you.
Absolutely.
Via Ennio Styles in Australia, who sent me a link, actually, to the Brownswood message board, and I checked it out, and it was this great singer called Naila from Los Angeles, and here you are with me right now.
A dream come true. I you know, I'm still pinching myself. I really am. Big shout out to Ennio Styles in Melbourne, Australia. Thank you. Because, you know, talking to you, meeting you, having you embrace the music, and bringing me to London for the first time to perform at the Worldwide Awards was just, you know, it's all icing on the cake at this point.
First time in London?
First time. But first time.
You've sung with Beck, you've sung, you know, you've been around the world of Lenny Kravitz and
yeah,
all
with
kinds
Cree
of people.
Summer on the Lenny Kravitz tour, yeah. But never made London, and I'm just really excited to be here, and especially to be doing my own music. I mean, that's just, yeah, come on, it doesn't get any better. And the Worldwide Awards.
That was a long marathon night. Anyway, okay, listen, you've brought some music with you, which is what we really want to get into right now, and I have got a couple of different CDs. I've got the Brownswood Bubblers Volume 5, which has got that brilliant track on it, which is called Sacred.
Yeah.
I've also got your sort of homemade album on Nine Muse Records, CDs, which we're going to dip into in a moment. But first of all, let's keep the live spirit going. I've got track one on this live CD that you gave me. Tell me a little bit about which track it is and where it was recorded and all that sort of stuff.
It was recorded at a place called Kula's in Los Angeles. And Darren Johnson on keys, Paula Gaspi on drums, Tracy Waname, sax and reeds. Christopher Thomas on upright. He plays with Brian Blade. You know, he's in the Fellowship Band. And it was a wonderful, wonderful evening. So that's a couple of tunes from that set.
Let's go with it.
Everybody's looking for the answer. Say they want the truth to be revealed. Everybody's looking for the answer. Well, I know just how they feel. Everybody's looking for the Savior. Say they ready for the healing to begin. Everybody's waiting for the Savior. What if he's already here? No, already here. Oh.
Everybody's looking for the answer. Say they want the truth to be revealed. Everybody's looking for the answer. Well, I know just how they feel. Everybody's searching for the Savior. Say they're ready for the healing to begin. Everybody's waiting for the Savior. What if she already here? Already here?
Go back to the day.
really good.
Thank you. We had fun making it.
So was that, how did you do that? Because that sounds like quite a big production, strings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Studio session.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all live.
And you got some badass musicians working with you, right?
Yeah, I'm really, really lucky. I really am, yeah.
Track called Sacred. Nyla. I'm loving the soul coming out of your voice as well, not just the jazz style, but there's a few big influences there, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'm going to play a male vocalist who I'm sure you can tell me a story about him, because I'm sure that you've had a few experiences listening to the music of Teddy Pendergrass.
So much love to give, and I want to give it all to you. Close the door, no need to worry no more. Let's bring this day to a pleasant end. Girl, it's me and you now. I've waited all day long just to hold you in my arms, and just exactly like I thought it would be, me loving you and you loving me. Come on, get closer and closer, so close to me. Let's get lost in each other. Come here, baby. Come here, baby.
Just playing tunes.
Man.
So good. So good.
He was a bit too young, wasn't he, to pass away a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, that was really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He will definitely be missed.
There was Luther, which was far too soon.
Yeah.
Teddy Pendergrass, I mean, I don't think he was 60 or real young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk to me a little bit about your upbringing and how you got into the music thing and the sort of difference between soul music and jazz for you.
Mm. Well, you know, I grew up in North Carolina, Winston-Salem, as a matter of fact, and I listened to everything. I mean, first thing in the morning when WAAA radio station would come on, you'd hear Sam Cooke first and then, you know, some Mahalia and James Cleveland and, you know, from gospel on through to soul. You might hear some Ella sprinkled in there, as well as, you know, bluegrass, everything, really everything. And so in terms of soul music, of course, all the greats were big influences, but jazz as well in terms of that bass, you know. But all of it informs what I do, even down to James Taylor, you know, as a songwriter, and especially Gil Scott-Heron, and Curtis Mayfield. But soul, I mean, you know, just listening to Teddy, nobody can holler at you like that and make you just want to do whatever he said. Only Teddy could holler at you like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just growing up from everything with LaBelle and, you know, TSOP and Gamble and Huff and OJ. I mean, everybody, you know, just growing up with that was, I think it's a great history to have.
Now, before you actually did the going in and making a jazz record phase in your life, you did some backing vocals on the hip-hop circuit. You were working at Def Jam for a bit. It's a bit of a mini Ripperton story. She worked in the office, so did you. You were the clever one. You were the legal one, right?
Yeah. I was the one, you know, holding the office together at Def Jam West. But yeah, working there and started working with this group called the Dove Shack, which was with Warren G's camp. And wound up doing a song with them, Summertime in the LBC. And Russell Simmons actually released that as the lead single for the movie The Show. And then just, you know, worked with Warren, singing background vocals on, you know, his records. And just toured around the world with the G-Funk family, which was hilarious.
So it wasn't like, you know, doing a regular jazz gig.
Not at all.
And you were dealing with the gang mentality as well, right?
Yeah. It was real different for me because, you know, right before then I had been on Capitol Hill working as a lobbyist. So it was, you know, some folks say that politicians are gangsters too, so, you know, you have that in common. But just in terms of structure, coming from Capitol Hill, you know, working Congress and working in an office and then going out on the road with the G-Funk family. It was quite an adventure, I will say that, and a wonderful lesson in what to do and what not to do on the road. And I'll leave it at that.
me. So I'm letting go of what no longer brings me
away by the quality of the musicianship. I mean, you've got to have such good musicians to sort of just keep the... Because sometimes you get bands with a really brilliant vocalist and then the band lets them down. But here it's the full package.
Thank you.
It's phenomenal. You've got some percussion going
on. Yeah, Leon Mobley is playing percussion. He is in Ben Harper's group, The Innocent Criminals, and he's amazing in his own right, you know? So, lots of great players, lots of great players. I'm so blessed.
And are you getting a chance to perform regularly in Los Angeles now?
We have been playing out regularly, and it's been lovely, but we're ready to take it out. We're ready to take it out, yeah.
So what's the perfect band for you if you can go out and do gigs? Is it a quintet? Do you want strings and things as well?
That would be lovely. But you know what? I like it where it is, you know? I like it where it is. The five of us is great. Sometimes when Darren is not in town, Billy Childs sits in, and he was actually Darren's teacher. So it's great to be able to go back and get, you know, to the source, so to speak.
And is there a radio station in LA which is playing the music you want to hear? I mean, you know, that's supporting this?
Yeah, KPFK supports us big time. Also, K-Jazz has been really great with it. Leroy Downs, his show.
A classic station, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But KPFK, Christy Lomax, DJ Christy Lomax, you can't get any better than that.
Can't get any better than this right now. Naila is a track called Breathe.
Clear, don't let it get you down. still be found. Might get weary from so much to do. That's why I'm learning to breathe in, wind of creativity. Breathe out what's no longer serving me. Time to heal, time to live, as spirit
Fucker Touré, Toumani Diabaté. Thought you'd like that.
I love him.
So tell me, when is your album going to be coming out? You've called it Con Jazz Ness, right?
Well, it looks like that, but it's actually pronounced consciousness. It's just my way of spelling it.
Okay.
Little play on words there.
We love that. That's your hip-hop coming through, right? There's a bunch of tracks on there. There's a couple that I haven't heard before. We played Breathe just now. We've played Sacred, which is available immediately on the Bubblers Volume 5 and Transcending. Yay. It's all original stuff, right?
Yes, all original stuff. Yeah.
And talk to me about jazz singers. Who are the ladies that that inspired you the most, that you can't not listen to regularly?
Sarah Vaughan, Sarah Vaughan, Sarah Vaughan.
Did you see her?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Several times.
What made her so magical?
That voice. Her range, the depth of her voice, and how she just did it so effortlessly. I mean, it was just watching her always brought tears to my eyes because she was just phenomenal. And just playful with it. That's the thing that always blew me away. She just knew what she could do, and she just played with everybody. And I love that. Playing in terms of toying with everyone. But she was also a hard taskmaster, from what I understood. You know, and I actually saw her, you know, snip a few heads off.
Are you like that?
In concert. No, I just let everybody do what they do. But, you know, she was real serious about that. And also Betty Carter. Love Betty Carter. Abby Lincoln. Of course, Nina Simone, my homegirl. And those are the main ones for me. But, you know, I love Cassandra Wilson in terms of, you know, contemporaries. I just think she's phenomenal. And just giving us permission to be who we are and not get trapped into that mode of, you know, sounding like the traditional, which is okay if you choose to do that. But she just says it's okay to do something else, you know. I also dig Carmen Lundy. Yeah, I dig Carmen.
Well, you've certainly got a very unique sound. You sound like Naila, which is amazing. And
thank you.
The album is going to be available via your website at the moment.
Yeah. We'll have it on iTunes probably up in April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got the whole album queued up. I've got it down to play He Speaks at the moment, but I mean, we could play anything. What shall we finish off the show with? What do you want to hear to finish off the final piece from Naila?
You know what? I think I'd like to hear, wow, that's hard, because I'd love to hear Hands, because I wrote that for my mother, but I'd also love to hear Lilies and Birds, because I wrote that for New Orleans, and since they just won the Super Bowl, let's go for that one.
Thank you.
Lilies flow. Down in New
my knees every day. When I was sleeping on the train, sleeping on Mesero Lab out in the rain, without even a single slice of pizza to my name. Too proud to beg for change, mastering the pain. When New York was calling southern rappers lame, but then Jack and I slang. I used to get dizzy spells, hear a little ring, the voice of an angel telling me my name, telling me that one day I'ma be a great man, transforming with the Megatron Dawn, spitting out flames, eating whack rappers alive, and out chains. I ain't believe it then, I was homeless, fighting, shooting dice, smoking on the corners, trying to find the meaning of life in the corona, till the 5%ers rolled up on the and informed them. You either build or destroy, where you come from, the Magnolia Projects in the third ward slum, hum. It's quite amazing that you rhyme how you do and that you shine like you grew up in a shrine in Peru. Question 14, Muslim lesson 2. Dip diver, civilizer 85er. I make the devil hit his knees and say to our father, abracadabra. You rocking with the true and living. Shout out the lights out, Joseph I, Chewy Bivens. Shout out the Baltimore, Baton Rouge, my crew in Richmond. While y'all debating who the truth was like Jews and Christians, I was on Cecil B, Broad Street, Master, North Philly, South Philly, 23rd, Tasker, 6 Mile, 7 Mile, Hartwell, Brasher. Really woodpecker, U-Haul truck up. Put the high beams on, drive up on the curb at a barbecue and hop up out the back like, what's up? Kill a, rob a, take a, bust up. That's why when you talk that tough talk, I never feel you. You sound real good and you play the part well, but the energy you giving off is so unfamiliar. I don't feel you.
We need Sir Miller.
Nas hit me up on the phone, said what you waiting on. Tip hit me up with a twit, said what you waiting on. Diddy send a text every hour on the dot saying when you gonna drop that verse, you taking long. So now I'm back spitting that he could pass a polygraph. That Reverend Run rocking Adidas out on Hollis Ave. That FOI Marcus Garvey, Nikki Tesla. I shock you like an ill electric field, J Electra.
Oh my God, keep going.
They call me J Electronica. That. Call me J-Elect Hanukkah, J-Elect Yarmulke, J-Elect Trimadon, Muhammad Asalamaka, Rasulullah Subhanahu wa ta'ala through your monitor. My Uzi still weigh a ton, check the barometer. I'm hotter than the motherfucking sun, check the thermometer. I'm bringing ancient mathematics back to modern man. My mama told me never throw a stone and hide your hand. I got a lot of family, you got a lot of fans. That's why the people got my back like the Verizon man. I play the back and fade the black and then devise a plan. Out in London smoking, vibing while I ride the tram. Giving out that raw food to lions disguised as lambs. And by the time they get their C-top and deploy all their henchmen to come at me from the treetops, I'm chilling out at Tweet Stock, building by the millions. My light is brilliant.
First chapter of the end. The last chapter of the new beginning. Hit the song. The things we do without even trying. Be better than a lot of y'all records. Don't get mad.